नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समान्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतो अस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीयप्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदीम्। नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक। सो लेट अस से दैट वी हैड अ गुड जर्नी टुगेदर। दिस इज द लास्ट क्लास इन द सीरीज एट अश्वविद्या गुरुकुलम। However, we are all inspired to continue further. I have another commitment to also do Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, maybe some sort of a fast track Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, and hopefully we will also continue to do these classes. I have a syllabus in mind for these classes. I mean, of course, it's not Hitsopadesha, but the idea is to cover various grammar topics, and we have already covered a lot of topics. We also do Vrutti Nirupanam, but there's also a point of aspect where we need to do a completion on many of these aspects, okay, various grammar topics that are there. So I plan to continue to this classes. I believe all of you are a part of the Google groups now. Again, if you are not, please send me an email, as we have indicated earlier, and all future notifications will go on Google Groups. Okay, that is the Vyakarana Vichara group for all the AVG classes. So if you are not part of the group, again, just last request, please send me an email and I will add you to the group. Especially friends who are online, watching classes online, and they have not added to the group and would like to continue, please send me an email. Okay. In the last class, we were looking at Vrutti Nirupanam. And we saw that Dvabhyam Bahubhirva Padaihi Bodhaniyo Arthaha Sanskrita Bhashayam Kadachit Ekena Padena Bodhaitum Shakyate. The meaning that can otherwise be communicated by two or more words, the same meaning can be communicated by a single word. And this mechanism of using fewer words, or rather using one word, is this Laghu Marga, is what is called Vrutti. Vrutti iti sanya. Vrutti iti sanya. And Vrutta pancha vrittayaha. Pancha vrittayaha means there are five types of vrittis. So we looked at what are the types of vrittis. The types of vrittis are Krut Vrutti, Tadita Vrutti, Sanadhyanta Dhatu Vrutti, Ekashesha Vrutti, and Samasa Vrutti. These are the various vrutti. Okay. These vrittis are thoughts. And what Sanskritam does, and which we will look into in the future classes, when I'll give you a synopsis.
Aha, Dave, can you hear me? Are you sure that we're not missing something? He's recording, I'm seeing, and he always starts by now.
I have started also.
Hearing you, can you ask him if he can hear you?
Kalpeshji, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Kalpeshji,
do you hear me?
I am able to hear you. What about you?
If you can hear me, Kalpesh, we cannot hear you here at the ashram.
This is what I thought earlier. Let me call up somebody, okay?
Somebody is saying we can hear you.
That is funny.
Okay.
But you cannot hear us. Okay. Yeah, this is indicating, Sahadev, that they can hear us, but we can't. We can't hear them.
Zoom, it will work then.
Our online friends, are you guys able to hear? Parmar, you're able to hear?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Okay, thank you, thank you. It looks like they have a problem again today. Actually, when we started at the time, Chitraji was able to hear.
I don't know, Kalpesh, if they are able to see your text. I put it on the chat.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you put it on the chat, is it?
Yes, this is why we thought maybe you hadn't started class yet, because she could hear you before. Yes, we're able to see the typing.
Okay.
Yes, Sahadev is working on it. Thank you. Kalpeshji, please say something if you aren't already.
Yes, can you hear me? Yeah. Chitraji, I'm speaking. I got your message also. I am speaking. Aham vadami. Are you able to hear me? Probably not.
No, we can't hear you yet.
Sounds like Verizon advertisement.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear
me? Can you hear me now? Yeah, that is funny. Can you hear me now? How come there are two Arsha Vidyapitam? Can you hear me? I am continuously speaking. Guess what I'm saying now? I'm sorry.
Largely, no, we cannot hear you. Oh, yes, okay. We can hear you nice. Now.
Great.
Yes.
Magic. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Okay, can we start?
Roll up a little bit, please. Kalpesh, this is Raman. If you can scroll up a little. They're not moving the dial.
This is the beginning. There's nothing more to scroll up.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. No, Melissa, leave it.
Okay.
As we go along, I'll be all right.
Once wonderful. Okay, shall we start?
Yeah, I'm looking at number 3, 1-5, to 3131.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Up to there, I can see. Correct. Okay, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. We just need to see here. That's it. Good enough. November 20th, 2020. Om.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Shri Ganeshaya Namaha, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Natva Sarasvatim Devim, Shuddham Gunyam Karomyaham, Paniniya Praveshaya, Laga Siddhanta Kovagim. Om Namah Panini Kartyaya, Padanjali, Sutta Vidya Sampradaya Kartuvya, Paramarishibhyo. Namo Mahadhyo, Namo Gurubhyah. Okay, so what I was saying that I'm going to mute Arsha Vidya, okay? Or you can switch off your microphone, headphone or whatever that you have. Okay, good. There's an echo coming along. Can you switch off your headphones? Your microphone. Switch off the power on the microphone. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. So we are looking at the vrittis, pancha vrittayaha, and those vrittis are basically shortcuts. What you can represent by multiple words, you can represent by a single word. These vrittis, we'll be spending a lot of time on vrittis. In fact, vrittis is where most of the grammar is, by the way. So you do the nama, the akhyata, you do the Kridanta, you do the Pradyutanta, and you do the Samasa. You do these 5-6 topics, right? And that sort of covers most of the Vyakranam that as it is. Apart from this, there will be something like Ekashesha Vritti, Sanadhyanta Dhatu Vritti. These are some exceptions, Ekashesha especially. Onesie, twosie, if you do them, you will sort of get a hang of it. But otherwise, Krut Vritti, Tadhita Vritti, Sanadhyanta Dhatu Vritti, Samasa Vritti, and Akhyata. How the Akhyatas are formed, the Lakaras are formed, right? And the Namas and the declension of Namas. You do this, most of the Vyakarana that is required is done, okay? But it is still elaborate in the sense there are specifics about Krut Vrittis, specific about Tadita Vrittis. Each of these Vrittis are representing some Pratyas. As I said, Krut represents about 75 to 100 Pratyas. Of those Pratyas, there are about 8 to 10 Pratyas, 10 Krut Pratyas, okay? That you know, you still have a very good leverage of much of the grammar. Pratyas like Krutya Pratyas, Lyap and other Pratyas, right? Nyat, Ruhalo Nyat, these are Pratyas. And then there are Krut Pratyas like Trich, right? U is another Pratyas, Lute and others. So you do some of these Pratyas, like about 10, 12, 15 of them, that will give you a good handle on much of the grammar. I'm just saying that the hump is very short from here. You know, once you're over that hump, you're good. Okay. So going forward, right? This is the idea. Now, after we looked at the Krut Pratyas, so the Pratyaya and Vritti is same, by the way. Pratiyate Vidhiyate Iti Pratyaya. But here, Pratyaya is also a suffix. And suffix is always in some meaning. So what is the thought you want to communicate by that Pratyaya? To walk is the Pratyaya, is the Dhatu, is the main Kriya. Now when you add ER to it, walker, what is the meaning? You want to add it in the meaning of the agent of the one who walks, right? Singular walker, plural walkers, right? So this idea that you have in your mind, which you are expanding further by these Pratyas, is the Vritti. That is a Vritti. That is why it is called Vritti, by the way. One more reason why it's called Vritti. Okay. So this Vritti. So Tadrita Vritti is basically used for formation of derivative basis. Okay. So Tadrita. This is what we are looking at last. Okay. Tadrita. Tadrita is basically secondary derived nouns. Okay. Secondary derived nouns. These are your Tadrita Vritti. And this Tadrita Vritti has got some specular aspect to it. This, the first vowel, right? Usually, not always, but many times, how do you recognize this Tadrita Vritti? First of all, there will be a noun base. There will be some noun base, albeit with some modifications, okay? With some modifications. That is one thing. Second, you will see that there will be some suffix added to the noun. Okay, sometimes the suffix will be evident and visible. Sometimes the suffix may be something like an "a", so you don't know whether the suffix actually got added or not. Okay, so that is one thing. Some suffix that is added to the noun. And also one more thing that you will see is that the first vowel, okay, usually will be replaced with a vriddhi of that vowel. Replaced with a vriddhi. Okay, remember, if you remember earlier in one of the classes where we were doing the sandhis, we said gunaha, a, eng, a and o, these are the guna letters. We said a, I and au are the vriddhi letters. So you will see that the first vowel will be replaced with one of the vriddhi letters. Whenever you see this happening, you understand that these characteristics, when you have, you understand it is a secondary derived noun. Let us see the examples, right? Manoho is sixth case of Manu. So Manu is a noun. Manu is the noun. That Manoho apatyani pumamsaha, masculine offsprings of Manu, is called Manusha. So there are two things you look at. You can see the Manu is one form that is already there. Of course, you need to know what Manu is. Then only you will know what Manusha is, right? But you know that Manu is there. Second, you will see some pratyaya. Shaha. The pratyaya is only Sha. Sha is your pratyaya. You see some pratyaya like that. And the third thing is you will see that Akara. Ma. The Manu becomes Ma. Manusha. Okay. So similarly, Aditehe. Aditehe apatyani pumamsaha becomes Aditeya. See, Aditi becomes, from Aditi you get Aditeya. That not Dirga. It is Dirga all right. But it is a Vruddhi letter that you are seeing in the beginning. The first vowel will be Vruddhilized, so to speak, okay? Will be converted, will be replaced by a Vruddhi vowel. Like for example, Diti. Diti becomes Daitya. So one of these replacement will come. And the of course, the obvious replacement is I. So E will get I. And U would get Au. Okay, who would get out? The first vowel only you will see that. D will become Daityaha. Then this Dasharatha. Dasharatha, you will see some pratyaya called E there. Becomes Dasharathi. Right? It's still masculine. But you will also see this Vruddhi. Dasharathi. Dasharatha becomes Dasharathi. Kunti. Kunti, from Kunti. Okay, you get Kaunteya. This is Arjuna. Because he is the offspring of Kunti. You get Kaunteya. Okay, so this type of usage you will see. Whenever you see something like this, you recognize that there is already a noun which is converted. Noun with some modification. There is also a suffix that is added. And then you especially telltale sign is that you will see this Adi Vruddhi. If you see this Adi Vruddhi, that Adi Vruddhi means the first vowel Vruddhi. You understand that it is a Taddita usage. Okay. Again, we will be dwelling on this further.
Question?
Today. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes. Does Kaunteya include the all Pandavas or only Arjuna?
Ha, good question, right? So what happens is that, so the question that is asked is that, is Kaunteya includes all Pandavas or Arjuna? It is not like that. All the sons will be called Dasharathi. Okay. So each of the son will be called, can be called Kaunteya. But sometimes what happens is that some name, although it is derived name, it becomes very popular. Then the popular name becomes a Rudi Artha. Okay. So in that case, you know, generally we will, whenever we discuss Kaunteya, we will say it is Arjuna, right? Although, as you said, technically correct, every one of the sons, for example, Diti's one of the sons is called Daitya. Okay. Daitya. But all the Danavas are also called Daityaha. You follow? Similarly, Aditi is one of the sun, is called Aditya. The sun, S-U-N, sun, is called Aditya. Right? But all the Aditi's sons are also called Aditya. Aditeyaha or Adityaha. There are two forms there, but both of them are valid. Right? So they are, all of them are called. For example, Mano's, one son of Manu is called Manusha. But all human beings, they are considered as derived from, originating from Manu. So they are all called Manusha. Okay, they are all Manusha. So that way, you could have the same meaning, Kaunteya, referring to Arjuna only, but he is not limited to one of them. It is to all of them. But then there is also Ruditvam. The Ruditvam is basically, when, for example, you go to some places in the rural India and say, okay, make a Xerox of this, right? So that Xerox is a Rudi Artha. Xerox is the name of a company. That company started coming up with photocopiers. And these photocopiers, the most prominent photocopiers which were available, prevalent all the places, were Xerox. Now Xerox becomes a Rudi. So is the name Xerox? Are you going to do a Xerox? No, you're just going to do a photocopy. Okay, so I'm just explaining you what a Rudi Artha is. Rudi Artha is a very well-known meaning. And sometimes between the derivative meaning and Rudi meaning, Rudi will get more weightage. Okay. So in that sense, yes, Kaunteya would be Arjuna only. But technically, any and every one of them, any one of the six could be called Kaunteya. Okay. Not the five Pandavas, but any one of the six could have been called Kaunteya. Okay. Raj?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Okay. So then, those are the examples. Okay. Most of the apatya only are the examples that are given here. Okay. But need not be only apatya. There are about 1,000 tadita pratyas. Out of this, around 1,000 tadita pratyas, how do I know this basically? See, Panini, what he's did is that Panini has got 8 chapters. I'm not giving introduction to Panini. I'm just telling you. There are 8 chapters. Okay. And all these 8 chapters revolve around chapter number 3, 4, and 5. Because in chapter number 3, he gives you pratyas which are following a dhatu. Okay. So all the dhatu pratyas are in the third chapter. Okay. Primarily. Okay. Not all. And all the pratyas which are after a pratipadikam, okay, after a pratipadikam or after a nama. These pratyas are in the fourth and the fifth chapter. In that also, 4186 plus end of 5, 4, right? That means 41, 42, 43, 44, 51, 52, 53, 54. All these chapters, right? All these padas, they are called padas. These 7 or 8 padas or 7 plus padas, they are all tadita pratyas. I would say around 1,000 pratyas, maybe even, yeah, around 1,000 pratyas are tadita pratyas. Out of these 1,000 also, I think around 30, 40 are very prevalent. The remaining are there, but they are more of exceptions. Okay, so should you know 30, 40? No, you don't need to know 30, 40. Even if you know 5, 10, 15 of them, right, you will go a long way with much of the grammar as it is, okay? But we will see. We will see those, right? So these are the various pratyas. So these vrittis, the vritti that panni or rather that are seen in the words, if it's a krut vritti, they are in the third chapter. 3191 to 3475, I think, or 76. Up to here are all pratyas which are krut pratyas. Okay, they are all krut pratyas. And all these pratyas are tadita pratyas. So yes, they are both huge, but I think there are some limited pratyas that once you know, you have a good handle. Okay. Anyway, but always remember that is not the end of it. The pratyah that you don't know is the one that you will always see a word for. The next type of pratyas or next type of vritti is called sanadhyanta dhatu vritti. Okay. Sanadhyanta dhatu vritti is called like that because it is defining these 11 pratyas plus quip. So there are 12 pratyas. Okay. This is basically for formation of derived verbal roots. Okay. That's why they are called dhatu vritti. Why? Because everything else, krut vritti, tadita vritti, ekashesha vritti, and samasa vritti, they will create a pratipadikam. Whereas sanadhyanta dhatu vritti, they will create what is called as the dhatu. Okay. Now, I'm not going to go in too much of depth today because we have the last class and I don't want to leave you hanging. At the same time, I want to cover this topic, right? But also give you an idea that in the upcoming classes, which will be either on Sunday or Monday, as we started saying earlier, and all those who are part of the Google group, which I've added most of you, then I will send an indication there. So there we will discuss whether it will be on Saturday, Sunday or a Monday. And in those classes, which will be like a one and a half hour classes, we will cover these topics in more detail as we go. Okay, I have some courses that I want to cover. And which we will be covering in those classes. So the sanadhyanta dhatu vritti, Rajyantra Dhatubhuti, I want to give you an idea. Okay, the idea is that there are these 12 pratyayas. Out of these 12 pratyayas, there are 5 of them which are very common. Okay, or rather, each of these 12 pratyayas are divided into a group of 5. What are those 5? Okay, by the way, why is it called Sanadhyanta Dhatubhuti? It's called Sanadhyanta. Okay, Sanadhi. Sanadhi Anta means that those words which end in one of these pratyayas beginning with san. Okay, these 11 pratyayas, they're called san. Okay, so then when a dhatu is formed with these pratyayas, then that dhatu is understood as ending in one of these sanadhi pratyayas. Okay, the secondary root is understood as ending in one of these 11, actually 12 pratyayas. Why 11 and 12? Because one of the pratyaya is added by a vartikakara. The main pratyayas are 11, they are added by sutrakara, that is Panini. So they are called Sanadhyanta Dhatuvati. Okay, what happens here by adding this pratyaya? When you add this pratyaya, you can actually derive a root, and that the root that you have derived, right, is always subjected to all the lakaras. So the same root you can apply all the lakaras, or the derived root can further be added one of the krut pratyayas also. Okay, so then the derived root acts just like the base root, verbal root, right? So the derived root acts just like the base 2200 verbal roots. What do you mean just like it acts just like that? Because if those roots can attract the lakaras, then for this also you can attract the lakaras. Okay, so of these 12 pratyas which are there, sanadi anta dhatu vritti pratyas, these 12 pratyas are actually divided into 5 types. The first type is represented by sun. Okay, the sun pratyaya is what is called as the word that you form is called as a desiderative. Okay, what is a desiderative? If you look at the desiderative, means the desire. When you have the desire, that's how the desiderative comes. Okay, don't tell me Vedanta and all that we should not have desires. It's not that discussion. So here, desiderative means bhavitum ichchati. Okay, bhavitum ichchati becomes bubhushati. This sha that you see here, sha is actually the sun pratyaya. Sun pratyaya. Chikirshati, sun pratyaya. Shushra is a dirgha ukara. Shushru shate. Eepsati, sa. You see the sa? Jigamishati. Didrukshate. Here also there is a sha. Ka and sha. Ksha. Jignyasate. Jigishati. Okay. Jigishati. So there are two aspects to the sun pratyayas. Okay. One is reduplication. Okay. You must have heard about this word mumukshu, right? I guess all of you must have heard the word mumukshu. Mumukshu, mumukshu, right? That mu is called reduplication. The actual dhatu is munch. Moktumichshu, right? Is mumukshu. So similarly, bhu dhatu, you get bhu. You see, bhu. Kru dhatu, chiki. Shru dhatu, shushru. Okay. Aap dhatu, eepsati. How did it become eep? That's a modification. But you will see here. Gam dhatu, jigam. Drush dhatu, didrikshate. Drush becomes didrikshate. Gnya becomes jignyasa. Gnya, if you know, is dha and nya together, is gnya. The gnya becomes jignya. Okay. And then the ji, jetumichu. The ji dhatu becomes jigi shati. Okay. So the reduplication is one telltale sign. The sa, or sometimes it becomes sha, is another sign. And then you will find, okay, so basically in the formation you will find Dhatu plus Sa, some form of Sa, plus any Dhatu Pratyas. And it will not be just be Dhatu, but a reduplicated Dhatu. So you see something like this, right? For example, if I say Nididhyasanam, Nididhyasanam, right? So you'll find here, this is an Upasarga. D is one, Dhyā is another, Sa, and this is a Dhatu Pratyaya, Nam. Nam, Nam, Ana, Ana is a Dhatu Pratyaya. So here you will find this reduplication, you will find the Sa, and you will find some Pratyaya which are applicable to a Dhatu. Then you know it is a desiderative. Okay, desire to do Dhyanam, that is Nididhyasitavyaha. Okay, you should desire to do Dhyanam. Atmavare Shrotavyo Mantavyo Nididhyasitavya. So that Nididhyasanam is actually an example of a Santatya. So what is Sant? Desiderative. You desire to be Bubhushati. He desires to do Chikeshati. He desires to hear or listen. Shushrushate. This is Atmanepadam. This is Parasmanepadam. Okay, by the way, when it is Sun, mostly it is Ubhayapadi after the Santatya. But sometimes you will see Atmanepadam usage also. Didrukshate, Jignyasate, Atmanepadam. Jigishati, Parasmanepadam. Jigamishati. Okay, so that is what, those are the forms. This is an example of desiderative. Quickly, the next form is called Nijanta. In the Nijanta, what happens is that you will see the telltale sign like this. You'll see a Dhatu plus the Nich is actually an E. Okay, then Nakara, Ikara, Chakara. In that, the Nakara is a marker and the Chakara is also a marker. They will go away, only E remains. So Dhatu plus E. Okay, and this Dhatu plus E becomes like Chori becomes Chore. Okay. The declension, sorry, the conjugation will be like the 10th gana. Okay. So for example, Chur Dhatu is a Churadi gana, 10th gana, becomes Chori plus A plus T becomes Chor I A T. Chorayati, Chorayate. Hmm? You will see this in more detail later, but you will see some usage like this. You will see this. Bhudatu, not Bhavati, but Bhavayati. Gamdatu, Gamayati. Krudatu, Kara. No, wrong. Karayati. Drushdatu, Darshayati. Handatu ghatayati, kam ghatayati hantikam. Okay, in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Da, to give, dapayati. Okay, so these are called causative. What does causative mean? Okay, causative means you do, when you do something, right? You do, then you can say karoti. You make someone else do. Okay, when you make somebody else do, you say karayati. So that is a causative. Basically, you are not doing it, but you are the causing it to be done. So getting it done. Bhu means to be. Bhavati means he is. Bhavayati means make somebody become. Okay, make somebody become. Like a kingmaker. He is Karayata. Okay. Gam means to go. Gachati. But Gamayati means to make somebody go. Darshati, okay, Darshati is not Drush, becomes Darshati, no, Darshati is Pashyati, means you see. Darshayati means like the teacher makes you see. Then the teacher is what is called as teacher Darshayati. That is why it's called Darshanam. Okay. Han means to kill. Hanti. But Ghatayati means you are not directly killing. You are making somebody else kill. So this type of usage is called Nijanta or also called as causative. You might think I'm going a little faster. Yes,
question,
go ahead.
Question, Kalpeshi. Is yes. It Karayati or Karayati?
It is Karayati.
Karayati. Because there was a spelling mistake earlier on.
Yeah, right. I corrected that.
Okay. No, right here in on the top, you make.
So, oh, yeah. Okay. Karayati.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Karayati. This has it anyway. The Nijanta. So they are the causals. He says causals, but it's causative. Okay, the usage is causative. So I'm just going to go briefly over the next two ones. These are very, 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 they're frequentives, but you don't see them very frequent usage. Okay. This is examples. There are two of them very similar of them. One is where you have the ya in between. The other one, the ya is absent. Okay. You see all of them, they are getting all the lat lakaras. That means that they are derived dhatus. Okay. The Nijanta is also derived dhatus. Causative. Okay. Then this Yanganta or Yangluganta, they are similar, except Yangluk has got this reduplication. Yangluk has a reduplication and the ya is absent. Whereas Yang has a ya in it. Okay, what is frequentive? When you do something again and again. Okay, when you are very apt at doing something, then you do it again and again. Okay, Atishayena Bhavati, Bobhuyate. Shining very well, shining again and again. Okay, Devipyate. Okay, you are victorious again and again. Frequently you are victory, you're getting victory, right? Then jejiyate, even again and even again and even again. So that is the meaning of frequently, by the way. Okay, dance it's again and again. Nari nrityate, nari nrityate. So this ya is one telltale sign here for yananta, because it's called yananta. It has got a, it is ending in ya. Then there's another form which is called yangluganta. Okay, so that makes it 3 and 4, Yanganta and Yangluganta. Nijanta, so you have which are the ones? The Sanadyanta, Sananta, Nijanta, Yanganta, Yangluganta, right? And then there's something called as Namadhatavaha. Okay, again, I'm going to go a little faster because I'm going to pause after these few minutes. So this we will see in the next few classes. Namadhatava. Namadhatava is a mechanism by which the names, the namas, they are converted into the shabdas, right? The namas are used to form a derived dhatu, denominators. For example, putram atmanaha icchati. Putram atmanaha icchati. He himself wishes for his own son. Okay, he wishes for son, his own son, because you could wish for somebody else having a son also, right? The grandmothers think that their sons should have offsprings, but here this person is having a desire to have his own son. So putram atmanaha icchati, putra kamyati. Okay, you must have heard this kamyati. So putra kamyati, yashaha atmanaha icchati, yashas kamyati. Okay, this kamya here is a pratyaya that is added to the putra. You get putra kamya, yasha becomes yasha kamya. There are a bunch of other pratyayas like that. These all pratyayas are called namadhatavas because they use a nam nama to form a dhatu. So putram atmanaha ichati becomes putriyati. Yashaha atmanaha ichati becomes yashasyati. Yashasyati. Okay. Earlier it was yashas kamyati. Yashas kamyati. Putra kamyati. Now it is putriyati. Yashasyati. Okay. These are examples where you form a verbal root based on a noun. Okay. Hamsaha iva acharati. So what it means that he, his characteristics or his demeanor is like that of a hamsa. Okay. So hamsaha iva acharati. Hamsati. Krishnaha iva acharati. Krishnati. Okay. You see, Krishna is a noun. You're adding T to the noun. It's not like that. You first take the Krishna and then you add this pratyaya, whatever the pratyaya is for archer, quit pratyaya. Once you add that pratyaya goes away completely and then it becomes a dhatu. So now Krishna is a dhatu. That Krishna is getting a lat lakara, becomes Krishnati. Again, this is an example where the nouns are used to derive a dhatu. So these are derived dhatus based on nama. That is why they are called nama dhatavaha. The dhatu, the verbal root, derived verbal root is based on what? On the noun. They are called noun based, nominal derived roots or denominatives. Okay, and a few more. Kyang, kyap and yak. Kandu yati, asu yati. Okay, these are various usages. Where you might see that this is a noun, okay, manda, mandayati, mandayate, right? That manda is actually a noun, but you will see a formation where lakaras are added. So how do lakaras get added? The only way they get added is by this namadhatava. So these are five types of vrittis of the same vritti called sanadhyanta dhatu vritti. Why is it called sanadhyanta dhatu vritti? Because it is forming a dhatu. Sanadhyanta dhatu vritti is forming a dhatu which is ending in one of the sanadi pratyas. And I have given you that sanadi pratyas. These are the 12 sanadi pratyas. San, kyach, kamyach, kyang, kyash, ning, nich, yang, yak, I, yang, quit. These are the 12 sanadi pratyas. And you form what is called sanadhyanta dhatu vritti. You finish that sanadhyanta dhatu vritti. The next thing that comes, again, I'm going a little faster, I know. We're going to recover all of these later. At this time, you just need to know what is it. Okay. Ekashesha vritti. Ekashesha vritti is, I told you this earlier example was parents, right? Where father and mother together forms pitaro. Mata cha pita cha pitaro. So parent means mother and father. Okay. Then there's also sometimes what happens that sanatani cha sanatanascha. There are these two various words, which means one who feminine who is there forever, and a masculine sanatanaha who is also there forever. They together form a pair which is sanatanau. It's called ekashesha. Vidita cha viditascha. Vidita is the one who knows, she who knows. And viditaha is means he who knows. Together they become viditau. Sa cha saha cha. Sa means she and he together becomes tau. Shiva cha shivascha shivau. Shiva is Parvati and Shivaha. Shivaha is Shankara. So Shiva cha shivascha shivau. Okay. Vagartha viva sampruktau. Vagartha pratipattaye. Jagatah Pitarau Vande Parvati Parameshwarau. There also the use, this is in the Gomsha, first prayer. There also the usage Pitarau comes along. Okay, Pitarau. Having said that, the next one or the final one is called compounds, right? Just understand right now, we will have to go into too much detail in this. There are quite a few types of compounds. Right? But there are four main types of compounds. One is avyayi bhava samasaha. Okay, avyayi bhava samasaha, dvandva samasaha, karma, the tatpursa samasa, and bahuvrihi. These are the four main types of samasas. I'll repeat: avyayi bhava samasaha, dvandva samasaha, tatpursa samasaha, and bahuvrihi. The others are only forms of those. Okay, but there are these four main samasas which we will look into in the next class. I'm going to open up 15 minutes. You may keep all the thank yous and everything because it's not the end of the class, because you can do all that later. I'm just going to open up if you want to say something or if you have any question about anything. Okay? Om. I will also stop the recording so that you can